Blog Talk Radio.
Lost my wife, my car, my home. I almost lost my mind, yeah. Oh, Lord. My wheel was tested, got arrested. It's hard to keep me from crying, yeah. Oh.
Awesome. I'm telling you, Walk in My Shoes by Anthony Hampton. You're not on the right to that song, but I want to play it because it's leading up to what's going to be going on with the festivity at the Post Labor Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama, between Alabama State University and Tuskegee University. So we're at a point that we want to make sure we play that music, make sure we have some things that are real positive and going on. So we look forward to having an awesome time today. So I want to make sure you join me as I get myself back up running on Instagram. We're going to do one awesome job today. I am Dr. Lola Denise, the host of Ballin' with the Doc. It's a Talk Sports Plus production, and we're so glad to have an opportunity. We're being aired on Facebook as well as being aired on Instagram. call in number 785-7192. Now, in your mind, you say, why do I have to take time to listen to all of this stuff? You're talking with me. I'm the host, and I'm the only one here, and I want to talk sports. We're going to talk about the hottest topics of the week. We're going to talk about the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school. Then we're going to throw a little bit of the Power Five as well as Group of Five teams in there, as well as we're going to throw in professional ball. So I'm excited about having this chance. Let me share with you the way we're being broadcast now. As I stated earlier, we said Facebook, and some of those individuals check me out on Facebook. I appreciate seeing you on there. And for the ones on Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio, the Facebook channel is facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. You can check us out on Facebook. If you want to go to Instagram, you can go to post Dr. D.R. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Blog Talk Radio, I gave you the call in number 347-857-4192. But you also can go to our web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/DSmithWaveW. We have an awesome format for this afternoon. This is our normal time for coming to you last. The first show we did, we actually did it on a Saturday. I was up in Atlanta, and I decided we're going to broadcast about that week, what we call week zero. It was exciting. Outstanding games coming on. So I had an opportunity to kind of share some thoughts with you on that day, which was about a week ago, truly this past Saturday. So again, I'm excited about having this game. God has blessed me with this vessel to bring this to you all. And I want you to be a major part of it. I want you to call in and be a part of it. If not, if you're on Facebook, you know, you can comment. You can DM me on Facebook. I'll just comment. It will say comment on it. But if you need to DM, you know how to get in touch with me. Again, let's make sure you understand we're being broadcast by Facebook, as well as Instagram and Blog Talk Radio. The name of our show, or the show title today, is Who's in regards to getting in week two, who's in or out of the college football playoff. And we want you to make sure you have your thoughts about that. Just consider this is week two, who's in. So we want you to make sure you offer your opinion about it. Who you think going to be in the final four of the college football playoff for your Power Five or Group of Five? Tell us exactly the FCS. Who do you think? What historical black college and university do you think going to make the playoff this year? If it's your high school, talk about your high school because we want to know about your high school. If it's Division II, you want to say, my team is going to be in the playoff, tell us about it. Tell the teams you think that they be in the playoff, whether they're first round entry, if they are removed to the second round, third round. However, I want you to say, high school. Share your thoughts about high school. Tell me what high school team you think is going to be in the playoff. We're talking about the hottest topic as well as middle school athletics. See, we are not only the voice of a historical black college and university, high school, and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We're also the voice of your SEC, ACC, Big Ten, your schools in Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, where it may be. We're in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're talking Sports Plus. This is a production dealing with Smithway Production, and one of our shows that we do on the Talking Sports Plus. So I do appreciate the individuals that join us on Facebook. It's so that those individuals tag themselves in on Instagram. Awesome, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Let's talk about our topic. And our topic relating to our title. Our title is Week 2, Who's In or Who's Out of the Football College Playoffs. We had several topics on Wednesday night. We still have a story come on Wednesday night, which is talking sports law. And we make a point to talk about all these topics. We come back and kind of follow up. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @ballin.@talkingsportsplus with the number one, as well as @LorenzaD.Smith15. And if you want to check the show out a little later, on demand episode, you can go basically to those apps at Facebook. We're posted on Facebook. We're also posted on Google Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Blog Talk Radio. So just check us out. Let's talk some football now. And I know you have some thoughts about it. I saw one of my favorite individuals. I see several people that are joining me. But one of my favorite individuals, what they call Tuskegee University alumnus. And he's very excited. He's one of the former football players. And he's checking us out. I know he's just trying to wrap up his day at work. But I would like to hear from him. I'd like for him to put some comments and share with us. That's Brother Bruce DeWall. We'd like for him to share some comments being a star supporter of Tuskegee University. Let's start off by looking at some of these topics. So one of the things I wanted to make sure we talk about is the breaking news with Antonio Brown. I told you we're going to talk some football as well. That's hot as topic. Antonio Brown and the Oakland Raiders come to agreement today after he had an opportunity to apologize. Now, for some of you all not aware of the story, Antonio Brown was at the Pittsburgh Steelers. He wanted to be out. He wanted to get the money. Pittsburgh Steelers traded him to the Oakland Raiders for, I think, a third round and fifth round pick. He signed a contract with a guaranteed $30 million, something that he wanted to have. But it seemed like it's been a drama-filled preseason, starting off with going to a fire machine. And if for people say, what is a fire machine? It's a machine that really allows you to go and the temperature drops to below freezing, allows the body to just get it to a point that you can begin to stretch and remove the pain and the sore in the stomach. He went into a fire machine over France, and he had on some wet socks. And those wet socks led to him having frostbitten feet, and it led to his skin being peeled off. If you check out Sports Center, they're just doing it, and that's one of the incidents. So that was one of the things that kept him out of preseason practice. Then he came back with his concern about a helmet. Now, some people were blasting him because he was talking about the helmet. I agree with him 100%. Being a former football player as well as a former coach and an athletic director and a principal, I think it's so important that we put the best equipment on our young people. We can't put a helmet on a person's head that does not fit them. They're not comfortable with it. And I think it runs into a problem a lot of time when young players come into these middle school programs, a point lead program, they give them whatever helmet they have. It's just not going to work. The most important equipment in football is your helmet, and you have to make sure the child has or don't have the best helmet. So I have no problem with him fighting for that. He may get what he wants. He has Bike, one of the companies that produce helmets, Shoots, one of them that all offered for him to, they'll build a helmet for him. So he wear that helmet, now he's promoting that helmet, and he'll get the endorsement from it. So he got that in the way. He got that out of the way. So when the incident came, when he worked toward filing a grievance against the NFL, both grievances failed. So his general manager, Mike Mayock, said that, you know, this is over with. We don't want to spend no more time and room against us. Let's get back to playing some football. You're either in, you're out. Antonio Brown took exception. And yesterday, it came to him. Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock was out on the practice field. Antonio Brown, from the reports I'm getting from the talking to his pundits, went over and went to address it. They got into a heated discussion. It wasn't healthy, so they had to be pulled away. And eventually, that's when the Raiders said, enough is enough. We're going to suspend you for the first game, and you will not be able to obtain that $30 million. Because if you play the first game, automatically we got paid $14 million. Out of that $30 million. So we got to that point. So we did a lot of talk yesterday to Sports Center, ESPN, and we're talking about it now. First Take, Get Up, all those shows in the morning because I watch all of them, as well as Sports Center throughout the day. Been talking about his behavior way beyond where it should be. I would agree with them 100% because if you're on a job, if I'm on a job, and my supervisor come to me and say, well, we need to move forward, and I get upset because I'm saying something to him, now I'm putting myself in insubordinate status, and possibly I get fired. So professional players are no different. So I want you all to keep that in mind. And when he addressed the situation with him, he led to an argument that shouldn't have occurred out on the football field. So it led to him being insubordinate. So the general manager said, we got to send him a letter saying that you did fine. Even that's the sort of argument. $54,000 because you missed practice. because of whatever situation that was created in yourself, whether it was a helmet, whether it was your frosted feet, wherever it was. So that led to that confrontation. So today, that was an agreement because talk from the talking head and pundits were saying that he should be suspended, that he should shut up. And I heard this said by one of the co-hosts on First Take. That person said he can set up to play ball. I heard that before somebody said that. Whenever we voice our opinions about things, now, Antonio Brown may not be right or he might be wrong and indifferent what it is, but he has the right to voice his opinion. And he shared his opinion led to that confrontation. No one has the right, whether the position to sit in talking about that, saying that he needs to shut up and play ball. And now I got a problem with that. And I like to, you know, in essence, kind of lay that out there. We got some things that need to be addressed when these individuals are serving in these reporter roles or these talk show roles, and they just want to share their opinion. Same thing when LeBron was sharing his opinion in regards to the belief aspect. He was told to shut up and dribble the ball. Everybody disagreed with that. So I disagree with that person telling Antonio Brown need to shut up and just play ball. I understand everybody feel that way, the party you feel that way, but he has a right. And if his consequences mean he's losing $30 billion and he felt like he did what he thought was right, I've been agreeing with him. I don't want to just challenge and judge a man based on what he feels because we don't know what's going on with him. We don't know what's going on with how he sees situations. So let's be more encouraging in regards. Yeah, we should. We got some concerns there. So it led to them coming to an agreement. And let's get to that point because we're going to move to our next topic. Antonio Brown stood before his team about an hour and a half ago, tearfully apologized to his team, let them know I want to be a part of this team. So the agreement was come to that he would be a part. So he will be playing on Monday night against the Broncos. So we'll say Antonio Brown, focus on that. Focus on the money, the most important thing to you. And you love playing the game. Keep it between the lines and anything outside the line, keep it to yourself. Don't put yourself in a situation where they can threaten to take your money. And that's with anybody on your job. You know, I tell you, stand up for yourself. I truly want you to do that, but I also want you to be smart the way you deal with it. And understand, whenever you do that, there are consequences. And if you're not willing to deal with the consequences, then you need to think of another way to handle the situation. So that's Antonio Brown. So he's going to be on the field on Monday night against the Broncos, and we offer our encouraging thoughts, saying do the best you can do, keep on grinding, doing what you think is best, get the ratings to what you are being paid for, get your $30 billion guaranteed money, which you want it, so we'll move forward from there. Our next topic we want to focus on is looking at the Heisman race. After week one, there are three candidates that's going to be running, seems like in the front running. That's odds for Jalen Hurts out of Oklahoma is 3-1. The odds for Trevor Lawrence is 3-1. The odds for Tagovailoa is 3-1. So those three are the top, and they're in essence leading this race. There are several other people traveling, Ethan Mann, as well as Jerry Jeudy, and they got some odds not far to be in that top five. So that's how I look for the first week. We're going to Jalen Hurts at 6 touchdowns for Oklahoma. He transferred from Alabama to Oklahoma. 6 touchdowns, 3 passing, and 3 rushing. Had over 160 yards rushing. So he had a total of 508 yards. That's awesome performance the first week. Trevor Lawrence kept his stuff around 250, but they did win the game with Clemson. And last but not least, Tua was up in the 380 range for the University of Alabama. They won the game as well. So those are three top candidates. Looking toward the highest, and we want to share our thoughts on that. We also want to look at the transfer quarterbacks who performed outstanding during week one. We're going to take Jalen Hurts out of the picture because he did perform at the high level. We want to mention the other two candidates who for that outstanding performer would be Jason Easton out at Washington at over 370 yards passing. Also, you had Justin Fields out of Ohio State. He had an awesome day. He had 5 touchdowns total, 4 passing, and 1 rushing. So those individuals are transferred. Justin Fields transferred from the University of Georgia. And also Jason Easton transferred from the University of Georgia. So you have those two individuals. They feel like they're going to be players. They move somewhere when they have a chance to play. So those are the an outstanding performance in regards to those transfer quarterbacks. And we also want to look at the team that in Nashville had an awesome performance over the Labor Day weekend. We're going to kind of take a couple of teams, not what you normally see when you recognize the team. We'll look at the performance of in the historical Black College and University. We will look at Alabama A&M and Morehouse, an awesome game up in Canton, Ohio. A&M won the last second. Jenkins caught a late touchdown, about 25-yard touchdown, and Alabama A&M had that won that game against Morehouse. So it was outstanding. Keep on clapping. Also, we want to look at the performance basically for the other historical Black College University. We had in SWAC Challenge. It was outstanding. You had Cookman performing at a high level. We applaud them. We kept it close to the best. They didn't turn the ball over very much, but they were successful against Jackson State University. I think Jackson State grew about three quarterbacks. And they started with a quarterback. The first quarter came with another one. The end of the quarter, they came back with another performance of a quarterback in the second half. They couldn't make their mind up. They ended up losing the ball game about 29-15 or something like that. Then we're going to start. We're still keeping the historical Black College and University. We're going to look at the performance of Alabama State University. Alabama State took on the University of Alabama in Birmingham. Those teams, we can keep in mind, falls in the group of five, and that's the power of five, and that's the University of Alabama in Birmingham. And they took them down in the wire. The final score in that game was 24-19. And my understanding, I was not there, but several of my co-hosts were there reporting, letting me know exactly what was going on. It came down to the last second on the one-yard line. Alabama State had first and goal on the one-yard line and failed to get it in. Failed to score, so they fell short 24-29. So we can see they're making great strides. They're playing at a high level for 32,000 individuals up in Birmingham, Alabama. So applaud Alabama State. Those are outstanding performances we see that needs to be recognized. That may be many others, but my focus is that at that point right there. We're going to use those three right there. We're also going to move to our next situation in discussing the results for the first week. We just mentioned about Alabama State University and UAB, how I'll set in that game. That is getting ready for a game for what we call the post-Labor Day class. As Coach DeWall was saying, they always share with individuals at Alabama State University, supporters and fans, that Tuskegee owns Alabama State University State. So it's going to be an outstanding game tomorrow. It is called the Post-Labor Day Classic. There's so many festivities going on with that game. We're not going to make a projection on it. We normally do that, but we're not going to make a projection. We're just going to have an awesome game. The performance side of the thing is going to be indicative of what they're going to be moving to. We're going to see an outstanding game on Saturday, which is tomorrow at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time over at Alabama State University Stadium. The stadium is sold out. Everybody's going to get their seat, about 20,000. So they're going to be there, and they're looking at the festive activities. Could be probably up to 80,000 or 100,000 people walking that campus on tomorrow in Montgomery, Alabama, you know, tailgate area. You know, we're so excited because we've been doing tailgate. My group, family, and friends been doing it for over 25 years. And we've been tailgating for a long time. So we look forward to having an awesome time tomorrow. We'll kick off at officially at 12 o'clock tomorrow. And we're going to turn the lights out. And we want individuals who's on here checking out to come by and check us out. Yeah, that's a call. We see all $20 for adults, $10 for a student or a child, or six children. And if you're six and under, so anything over six, you got to pay $10. But if you're under 6 years, 6 years old, you only pay free. You know, you can't pass up free. So we're excited. We also have this is called our old school reunion, the Blue and White Old School Reunion. We're inviting all family and friends. Yes, we're dealing with 586 Fraternity and Baker Foundation Sorority Incorporated. But all the friends and family come. So we have our T-shirts, and it's the old school reunion. Have a dove on it and two doves on it, and as well leaning toward each other, as well as family and friends, Blue and White friends, family and friends, or Sigma and Zeta Pan. Cost of the shirts is $20. Small to extra large and anything larger than that is $25. Check us out tomorrow. We'll be there from 12 until closing. Again, the game starts at 5 o'clock. Make your order. All you got to do is cash out. And you can do that dollar Lorenza D. Smith. You know, that dollar bill sign, Lorenza D. Smith. Get your shirt. What are you going to be in there? You want to have something just to remember that old school reunion. You might be a Sigma, might be the Feminine Sigma. Get your shirt. All you got to go to my cash out. And do that and put your information down, and I'll make sure I get that shirt. So it's going to be really exciting tomorrow. So we look forward to that Labor Day Classic. And also, we're going to have Alabama A&M. They're playing tomorrow as well. They're successful against Morehouse. We also have other teams that are going to be playing. So it's going to be exciting when we look at historical black colleges and universities. It's going to be a big weekend. So we look forward to having you. Now, when we was talking about the festivities of the week for the post Labor Day Classic, you know, I've always tried to let everybody know what happened. The song that led our show off was Anthony Hamilton. He's going to be in concert tonight on the campus of Alabama State University, and several other people are part of that concert. And I played Walk in My Shoes. You know, Walk in My Shoes. If you never walked in my shoes, you're not going to be able to understand what I'm going through. But also, in the other part of downtown here, you're going to have an entertainment district at the PAC Center, which is our Performing Arts Center. You'll have a blues concert with Tucker. And for the people who's not aware of who Tucker is, I'm just going to play for a minute a little his music so you can kind of see exactly who Tucker is and what to expect to hear here. So, you know, he's the king of swing. So I'm gonna just play a minute to it. So I want you to check it out. Every time we're on the air, she's there supporting. I also see my youngest sister, she's on there on air now. She's checking out as well. And I do appreciate all of my family, my siblings being supportive of me to want me to go and see Anthony Hamilton. So I'm excited about it, people. I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. So I'll be there at 10 o'clock. I don't like to be late. Now I have my seat. Yeah, enjoying it. So it looked like an awesome time. I played some from the Blues Show, and Chuck will be getting it on at 8 o'clock as well at the morning. Those are the festivities that's going on that leads up to this post-Labor Day Classic. So check it out. We look forward to you having an awesome time tonight. Then after those performances and whoever you go to, and I'm throwing plugs in for certain things here, that's going to be after set. Is not a party, but the party be going on over at Brim's Wing. You will have our frat brother, DJ Ock, and he plays there every Tuesday and Friday night. So he wants everybody to come out. So if you're here for the old school reunion in Montgomery, Alabama, go to either one of the shows, leave there, go to Brim's Wing, 3133 Bale Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. So it's going to be an awesome time. Yeah, the closing time is on the 12th, but I think they make it stay a little later tonight. Have excellent music. My frat brother do an awesome job. I remote as DJ Ox. If you want to just get in contact and have him come and do something for you, just go to Facebook where you have Mark Khan, Hagen, DJ Ox. Check him out. That's the old school blue and white. Okay? We'll say party after show party. Go there. It's no cover charge, so make sure you be there to check out those individuals that party with those students doing the right thing. Awesome. Let's move forward. And I thank everybody that's on Facebook that's popping up, giving comments. I will enjoy the show. That's my sister, my youngest sister, saying enjoy the show and have an awesome time tonight. Love Anthony Hamilton. She loves Anthony Hamilton as well. All right. Let's kind of look at in our coaching corner. We want to look at also some high school things. We made a point to try to recognize our high school team. Starting with the state of Alabama last weekend, we want to applaud Central Phoenix for going to Georgia. And be not mistaken, and I see one of the parents on here. Make sure the Tasha you hit me, make sure I get it right in regards to being Peter Grove up there. If not, let me know. And Peter Grove is ranked. I'm going to talk about it in the ranking. But they went over in North Georgia over there, more or less Atlanta area, and played. Congratulations to Central Phoenix City. Keep on grinding. Awesome. And Chase Stevens, keep on grinding. Check out number 7. He's grinding hard. So keep on doing it. And mom is very proud as well as his dad. I know they all proud. The whole family is proud of him over there grinding over there. Central Phoenix City. They are ranked number 2 in the state of Alabama. If they're not, they're 3, they still are 5. But they were preseason number 1. They lost to Hoover number 2. And I think that Hoover mayor went up, then Steve Crutchfield may have walked it up to number 2, or even Thompson, one of those two. But they're number 3. So they're grinding, they're grinding. So that was outstanding. We also saw an awesome game last week, which was week 1, which you had Lanier and Lee came down to 19-7. Awesome game. Awesome game. And Lanier was in a situation down on 20-yard line, 4 miles. Needed to score. They didn't have a field goal kicker, so it made a difference. And they ended up losing the game 19-17. So that, you know, that's important. The kicking game is important. So we look forward to congratulate each and every one of those young men for giving all they had to make sure they're successful. So there's many other games that occurred. So we'll applaud those individuals for participating. Now, last night, locally, there was a game played between 2 of the 7A schools here in Montgomery. It was only 2 in Montgomery. Jefferson Davis High School and Robert E. Lee High School. And Robert E. Lee handling it, just sort of slacking on Jeff Davis, 59-3 or 14. It was just sort of like not a good performance. And I had a chance to see them on that first game, but I've seen both teams, and I see Lee is moving in a direction. I think Jeff Davis need to go, you know, coach and staff and get with the players and let you go back and make this thing do what it do. But I do applaud those young men, the coaches, administration, and each one of those schools, parents, the community supporting the young people for being out there. Same in all the other schools in the state of Alabama, in the state of Georgia. I'm going to talk about it in a minute, but we're going to talk about the rankings. And we're going to try to make sure we share all the thoughts about it. You know, we always are always excited about what's going on among us in regards to our young people, making sure we talk about them. This is what talking sports and balling with the doctor. Take time to share what's going on. You know, we've been on the air about 25, 30 minutes, and we've shared a lot of information. I see a lot of people joining me, and I do appreciate you taking time to join us and see exactly what we're talking about. All right, let's kind of look at some rankings within the high school of the state of Florida and the state of Georgia. I'm going to run down a list, 1 through 10, and this has nothing to do with class, because in the state of Florida, Florida High School Athletic Association have 9 classes. And a team running from Miami all the way up to Jacksonville, from Jacksonville, from Pensacola. And I just want to run down those teams that's ranked in here. We have IMG Academy down in Brayton, Florida. They're ranked number 1 on the Florida High School ranking. St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale. Northwest Miami is number 3. Central High, number 4 out of Miami. Columbus High, number 5 out of Miami. Lakeland High out of Lakeland, Florida. Columbia High School out of Lake City. Carroll City out of Miami is ranked number 8. Armwood, located right down there. You have to go Gainesville and Ocala. You got Armwood, but then Vanguard, who's in Ocala. Those are the top teams in the state of Georgia. It's our state of Florida. I'm about to get to Georgia. I'm not going to be in a hurry to go to Georgia, but those are the top teams in the state of Florida. We're going to kind of get some posting on what exactly is going on in the state of Florida, coming up with their games throughout the week. And we'll do that on Wednesday. We'll talk more about some of those competitive games that occurred in the state of Florida. We also have the state of Georgia, their ranking for their high school football. You have Marietta, right outside of Atlanta. Everybody's aware of Marietta. Colquitt County. You have North Gwinnett County. That's up in North Gwinnett County, right outside of Atlanta. You have Lee County. Parkview. They're number 5. McEatham. Number 6. Lowell High School out of Valdosta, Georgia. Archer, ranked number 8. Carterville, that's over there in East Georgia. And then you have Cedar Grove, ranked number 10. So those are the top 10 teams in the state of Georgia. So, you know, the high school is getting cranked up. We're going to come back and make sure we talk about schools in South Carolina, schools in Tennessee, schools in Mississippi, schools in Arkansas, schools in Louisiana, and their ranking as well as Texas. So we're going to make sure we hit all of them and share with you every week what the ranking is, whether it's week by week. We're going to make sure we get it in there. So, again, we're excited about having the opportunity to come before you and share some support. Like I said, I just touched on some things that we shared previously, but one of the limelight things that we wanted to talk about, and we're going to talk about this in regards to some of the week 2 classics, even though they're going to call them classics, outstanding games in the Power 5. We're going to talk about week 2 coming up this weekend on Saturday at 2:30. We have the number 1 team in the country, Clemson, taking on Texas A&M, who was in that top team as well. So you have them coming on at 2:30. And they'll be on ABC or ESPN, your fall worldwide leader. And look to see Trevor Lawrence up his stakes in regards to the Heisman, as well as see Clemson continue to work hard to win and stay on the top and be number 1. Texas A&M, they're playing in Clemson. They want to be able to Texas A&M to defeat them. It was a very close game got down to the last second last year. Kevin Bunn did an awesome job last year, but he's even better this year. So we look for our outstanding game at 2:30. So check it out. If you're not here but you want to watch football, check out Clemson and Texas A&M tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also, you have another game that's coming on at 6:30. You know, actually, you have an outstanding game between Texas and LSU. LSU is 6 in the polls, and that game comes on at 6:30. And Texas is ranked up in the top 10 as well. So you got some outstanding matchups. They are classic. So check them out. That game comes at 6:30, and it'll be also on ABC Channel 32. At outstanding, your ABC may be different with ESPN. So you'll see an outstanding game 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those two top five games that you keep an eye on, see how the results going to be. And we look forward to checking those games out as well, because yeah, we try to make sure we have our television there. We may at our tailgate, and we show the challenge and make sure we watch the Blitz Sports as well. So we're looking forward to having some outstanding games on tomorrow, especially those two. I call them classic because it's going to determine a lot in the standing matches each week you move toward the college football playoffs, regardless what level you're in, what place. So we're excited about having that chance to make sure you're there. Let me just go back and touch bases on some things and the shows that are happening dealing with Smithway Production Company. We're planning a tour, and I want to move forward. We'll be in Jonesboro, Georgia, and it's a title of this tour, more or less, it's a the real talk about relationships. And we're going to talk about relationships. We have a panel of 6 people. I will be the moderator, and they are co-hosts on this show, and there will be other individuals added in. We're going to be at the Lake Five Golf Club in Jonesboro, Georgia. We also will have our time for starting it. Will be 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be there till 5 o'clock. You know, it's $15 in advance, $25 of the day of the show. Come check us out. Good food. We'll have good food and available drinks. You know, you'll purchase your own drink. We're going to have a good time at the country club or in the golf club. That's a Lake Body Golf Club in Jonesboro, Georgia. Check us out. We're just planning many other tours. That's our first tour. We're going to be in several times. We'll be coming back to Montgomery on our next tour, and it'll most likely be in December. And then we'll do it every 2 months, and we'll throughout the year and make sure we get up to 8 tours when we get back to our third year then it exists now. And okay, so yes, it's season 3. We started season 3. But we started this network and the production company Tuesday on August 27, 2007. Our first show was Talking Sports Club. We moved from Monday night. We also moved Thursday night, Tuesday night. Now we are locked in on Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Talking Sports Club. And our anniversary was on August. So we're so excited. Again, God is blessing us with this vessel to get the word out. We are heard in 15 countries. We are listening to 15 countries. So we're so excited about that. And it's just a chance to get the words about sport, get the words about just plain old life issues, whatever issues are going on day to day, whether it's political, economic, social, educational relationships as well, falls in our Monday night show entitled Talking Real to You. And that's 8 o'clock. We'll be coming to you this Monday night, coming up 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call in number is the same, 347-857-4192. We'll be broadcast by Facebook as well as we're going to do our blog talk radio. Then Tuesday night, we have the Dr. Lowe Show, and that's the Real Relationship Talk Show. And I am the Real Relationship Guru with no filter. I want to share my thought. Our last show we had was Black Men Don't Cheat. Then we have one, Black Women Don't Cheat, was still dealing with Dr. Lowe. And then I'll talk about the Black Men Don't Cheat with one of our other shows. We just kind of said, because you're blending two shows in. You're blending men and women. You know, look at stats dealing with, data dealing with that. You look at things that happen. So we just want you to be understanding what exactly happening within our Dr. Lowe Show, which is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday night. I'm the host, man. And the co-host and expert that joins me will be starting a Black, Dr. Olivia Smith, Lauren Cameron Yearmer, and sometime we have our host of our show on Thursday. I'll be talking to Shannon Hendricks, and I see she's on here. People that's ministry, Shannon Hendricks, people. She's joining us, as well as we look forward to Ken Dale, who is co-host of that show on Thursday, the Minister Shannon Show. Kendall McKnight, Elder Kendall McKnight will be sometime joining us on the Tuesday night show. We have our Wednesday night show, Talking Sports Plus, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, same quality number. I'm the host, and the co-host on those shows are, and I want to go back to Monday, so I can use those individuals, but we're going to do two Wednesday night as well, and that's Coach Tremaine King Edwards, Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart, Coach Lauren B. Smith, Coach Cameron Gilmer, and the Don King of Entertainment. Our radio person, Daryl Ukraine Gilmer. They join me on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then on Thursday, we have our show, the Minister Shannon Show. He will come and just talk about just plain old life issues that's happening today as well, just from a different point of view. So she just talks about life issues. And her co-host is Elder Kendall McKnight. So that last show was outstanding. I had a chance to do on-demand episode and play the show back again. And the show was entitled Black Men Don't Cheat. And I had in my show, Black Women Don't Cheat. So we blend those shows in, and you can check them out on Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday, we got Balling with the Doc. And we do that at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do it on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. And going back to Monday, so we'll make sure I do not leave these individuals out. Introducing that team, Jesus, Monday night, talking real to you. That started a Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Olivia out of Jonesville, Georgia. Lauren D. out of Central Alabama, and Cameron Gearman out of Central Alabama as well. Lauren and Cameron Gearman are the individuals we call. They are millennials. So we're blending millennials with people of wisdom sharing their thoughts. But we want you to be a part of it. Make sure you join us on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're going to have some hot topics on Monday. We're going to talk some political aspirations. We're going to talk about some social issues. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world. And we're going to get some of the political things that's going on. So we're planning on a hot show on Monday. So check us out on Monday. So we look forward to having you join us then. All right, we're down to 319, 320, and we want you to have an awesome weekend. It's going to be fantastic with that post-Labor Day classic, as well as some of the high school, middle school athletes that's going on. Not only just those post Labor Day class, you have the festivity that goes along with it. You have historical colleges and black historical black colleges and universities that are going to be playing this weekend. So it's going to be really exciting this weekend. We look forward to having an awesome time. You have your Power Five, Group of Five, your Division Two, Division Three, NAIA that's going to be playing. So it's going to be exciting. Exciting weekend. I'm really excited about having a chance to come before. Let me take the time to run down those individuals that are joining. Oh man, it's awesome to have each and every one of them. I give you a shout out. I always try to give you a shout out. And I'm going to start over here with J_Boogie. I want to call her out, but I'm not going to call her. She wants to have that. That's J_Boogie. Kenny Brown. Thank you, Sandy, for joining us. We have _Miss_Renee joining us. I'm going to make sure I wave back at those people because it took time to check us out. Also, let's check those individuals that messed up our Facebook list. We have our individuals on the shout out. We have Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol. Oh, yes. Thank you, Carol, so much. She's been joining us on and off. They're doing some things up in Huntsville with a foundation. They was on my show as guest, and I do appreciate you. Bruce Wall, who's also that Tuskegee University former football player and graduate, and he let us let the people of Alabama State know Tuskegee University owns the stadium, the ASU Stadium. So it's going to be an awesome game tomorrow. He's also my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Brother Bruce DeWall, thank you so much. You also have an awesome training company that works with young people. He's worked with several professional athletes. And we're so proud to have him a part of our fold with his number 5 8 Sigma fraternity, but also in the same area of fitness. We do fitness on this end as well, and we partner up a lot of times and do things. That's Brother Bruce DeWall. Yvette Smith, that's my sister. Thank you so much, sis. You said good day. I said, Zanny Houston, thank you so much, Zanny, for joining us. Denise Stephanie, she's out of California. I know she's out of California. She's joining us often. Thank you, Denise. You know, it's a blessing to have you on. Minister Shannon Hendrick Vito, the co-host of the Minister Shannon Show. She's joining us as well. Thank you, Minister, for joining us. Andretta Johnson. Thank you, Andretta, so much. You're my frat brother, Kevin Johnson. I appreciate you all joining, because I know if you're listening, you will make sure you share the sauce with Ms. Wood. Then our star rock, we have Tia Bell Williams out of South Florida. Tia was on our show recently talking about the shooting that occurred down in South at Douglas High School. And a daughter was there while that went on. But her daughter successfully graduated. Now she's in college now and freshman year. That's outstanding. And I appreciate you joining us. She's a member of the club, Marcel Bell Williams of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And we're so glad you're joining us as well. Sierra Washington. Sierra is being number one. Yeah. Your name runs off the screen several times. Thank you for joining us on our other shows as well. Nicole Davidson. Nicole, how you doing? Nicole is one of my students from McKenzie. Nicole is probably down in kindergarten, first and second grade. I see stationed in Hawaii and she's in the military, you know, serving our country well. Nicole, thank you. She's one of those Davidson out of McKenzie, and so proud to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Again, we have Yvette said Kwame Holloway, and I want to mention that as well. Kimberly Stevenson, her son, I mentioned Chase. Chase plays for Central Phoenix City, where it's number 7. And Kimberly, we communicated, and I thank you for joining us as well. We have Wanda Ware Franklin, Anthony Thompson, Angela Kay, Constance Camacho, and we have a Latasha Stevens in it. No, I'm sorry. I'm saying Kimberly. My mistake, Kimberly. I'm giving you some information. But Kimberly, thank you for joining us. But here's Latasha. Let me make sure I give her the right phrase. I don't want to give her son to anybody else. But her son is Chase. He's playing away at Central Phoenix. That's Latasha. Thank you so much for joining us. Anthony Rudolph. I want to call you Antonio. Anthony, one of my former players from McKenzie, and joining us on the show. And I'm so glad he took time to join us. It's so exciting to have you, Anthony. Big Ant, that's what we call him. Big Ant. Thank you, Anthony, for joining us so much down there, played for me down at McKenzie High School. Katrina Harris Beckman. Thank you, Katrina, for joining us. We look forward to having you on here again. And last but not least, Tiffany Davis and Gardner. Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate you joining us at this time. But those individuals joining us on Facebook as well as on Instagram, it's good to have an opportunity. But we at the closing of the hour. So make sure you check our shows out, our Monday night show, Talking Real to You at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, Balling with the Doc, You know, I be talking so much time. I have all these shows. I just get going. Susan is not this Dr. Lowe show. I don't want to steal myself. Steal that thunder. That's my thunder. That's the one I host. Story side. I host the most of all of them. But that one particular is named Dr. Lowe show. It's 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock time, 8 o'clock. Wednesday. Talking Sports Club. 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock time. And then also on. Also on Thursday, the Minister Shannon Show, hosted by Minister Shannon Henry People, and co-hosted by Elder Tyndale Mike Dyke. Then Friday, Balling with the Doc, for Kennedy's checking us out on. Thank you so much for joining us. We got several other people also joining us, and I want to give them a shout out and make sure I do that. We have Jennifer Jewel Macon. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. Beverly Lachey Johnson, Jay Johnson from McKinsey. I caught her back in some level in high school or at some point down at the kids in high school, Beverly Shay. Beverly Lachey, we just call her Shay, Beverly Shay. We give people names, you know, we put things together. We appreciate you joining us, Lachey or Shay. And you have a business that's awesome. You go to Facebook and check out on Beverly. We also have Lady D. Smith, Diane Busby, those individuals joining us also on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us. But we're at the closing of the house. You know, at this time, I'm getting a little sip of water because mouth is getting dry now, but we want to make sure we close this thing out right. And I want to close it with a real special song. And one of my listeners will understand how they identify with this. I have another individual, or another one of my sisters, Baker 5 Baker, sorority, out there in Texas, Dallas, Texas, or in that area, Belinda Saffold. Belinda, thank you so much for joining. I saw you on the other night. You were checking out the other day. So appreciate you doing that. We look forward to respecting all those. All the members of Baker 5 Beta Sorority. We have that 100th centennial coming up, and we'll be doing a celebration in January, doing Founders Day. Then you'll move to your Boule in D.C. This is happening in D.C. in January as well as in June of 2020. We'll be celebrating 100 years. Ladies, final ladies, Baker 5 Beta. We'll give her each one of those shout out and thank you, Belinda, so much. Keep in touch now for sure. So, as we get ready to close it out, as I said about this song is dear to me as well as the listeners here. And I want to play this song called God Bless Me to Be Around Song. But I want to give her a tribute. This song is to George Porter Brown. God, blessed us, allowed us to experience her full of joy, full of so much faith, full of joy. And I'm going to play this song. And as we move forth in life, we begin to understand some of the things that happen in life is for a purpose, you know? And we have to understand it. God is awesome. And whatever he do, we give him the praise. We love him so much that we make sure we take time to recognize every morning, every hour, every night. Just make sure you do that because he's there. This song is by the son of John Mitchell called Joy. And I want to make sure I play this and show you the joy for them.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound.
got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That's freedom.
Birthday gift for me, and I by my sister, made sure I get a chance to go. So I'll be there to join Anthony Hamilton tonight. I appreciate each and every one of y'all joining the show. So at this point, have an awesome weekend.